Welcome back. I am Stephanie Trussell, 312-591-8900. It is such a pleasure anytime I have anyone from Illinois Family Institute. Normally, David Smith contributes once a month, but it is always good to hear the voice of that writes so many amazing articles on Illinois Family Institute website, Lori Higgins. Welcome to the Stephanie Trussell Show. It has been way too long.
Hi, Stephanie. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, anytime. You guys send out a text and I'll find some time for you guys. A lot of things happened on Friday, and especially when all the conservatives were all busy and exciting, get excited, and we're doing our hair, getting ready to go to the High Regency O'Hare to see Vice President Pence. So you're going to have to take us back, because obviously everyone in the room here, we know what happened, and some people have seen what's going on online. But had a pretty successful, I'm going to say, starting with that amazing successful rally in Springfield last week, where, 4,000 people showed up in defense of the preborn?
Exactly. Well, I mean, I should go back about a week or so. Someone who writes for Illinois Family Institute, or Illinois Family Action, rather, her name is Terry Paulson, wrote a really good article comparing the Holocaust of the unborn to the Holocaust of Jews. And for that, about 10 members of the House, and I think one in the Senate, Illinois, condemned Illinois Family Action for our hate speech. I wrote a follow-up article, I think, on Monday, and following that and following our lobby day in Springfield that had an amazing turnout, the 10 members of the House filed a joint House resolution condemning Illinois Family Action for posting, and this is their language, anti-Semitic, homophobic, threatening, and hateful posts, callously belittling the most appalling tragedies of the Holocaust, and recklessly comparing those who disagree with their extreme agenda to Nazis. They have asked in their resolution, they are asking for us to be investigated. They're calling for our lobbying credentials to be revoked. They're submitting this to the Illinois State Police. So this is a rather remarkable, dangerous, and outrageous action by the part of some progressives in Springfield.
For those that aren't familiar with Illinois Family, we talk about them all the time on our show. In a state like Illinois, where, again, our governor has come out and said that he wants this to be the most progressive state in the area, in the United States, or whatever. So it's so important to have groups that are out there lobbying for traditional family values in the interest of just regular, normal, non-crazy people, because the left has just gone completely bonkers. So here they are with this aggressive move trying to silence you. It's so obvious that in the wake of 4,000 people showing up and saying, hey, this is our voice and this is so important to us, that they had to figure out a way to take the legs out from under you.
Well, what's even more remarkable, I don't know if it's more remarkable, the whole resolution is so outrageous and I would say idiotic. They actually specifically cite the pro-life lobby day in Springfield in this resolution, saying that this overtaxed their resources there, and suggesting, implying that this has something to do with hate speech and something to do with risk of violence in Springfield. People really should go online and read this resolution. And by the way, it should be very clear, there's literally nothing in either of these two articles or anything else ever written on Illinois Family Institute or Illinois Family Action that encourages violence. We don't engage in hate speech. We can talk about that more because we know how the left uses that. There's nothing threatening. It's baffling. My husband was reading this morning and he said, the left just says stuff. Mm-hmm. They just make stuff up without any evidence and then put it out there, hurl epithets. They're not called on to defend their claims with evidence because it's strategically and tactically effective to call people names. I would argue that this resolution constitutes hate speech. And they also, interestingly, in this week when the Southern Poverty Law Center has been at the center of an ethics scandal, they cited the Southern Poverty Law Center, which cites us as a hate group because we have theologically orthodox positions on sexuality. That's why the Southern Poverty Law Center has us on their hate groups list, and this is what is cited by the 10 sponsors of this resolution.
You mentioned that it's online. So if people want to read, maybe read the article, read the resolution, what they're trying to, what they've done, we'll talk about that because we want our listeners to support you guys. So where can they read this?
Well, the resolution, they can go on to the Illinois General Assembly site, or they can just go on and do HJR0055. That's the resolution, and they can pull it up and they can read the full text. It's not long. They can see who the bill sponsors are, and they can see that the title of it is Illinois Family Action -Hate Speech. And it should be very clear to people. I'm sure your listeners understand this. What they believe constitutes hate speech is if someone asserts that, for example, volitional homosexual activity is not moral, marriage has a nature central to which is sexual complementarity and without which it's not a marriage, if you say children are entitled to and have an intrinsic right to a mother and a father whenever possible, that is what they deem hate speech. And we should go, you know, to the crux of this matter is not whether there is the analogy between the abortion holocaust and the Nazi holocaust is sound and appropriate. The question is, do they believe that the product of conception between two humans is a human created in the image and likeness of God and endowed by its creator with unalienable rights, the first of which is not to be exterminated? That is the foundational assumption that the people who oppose us don't hold.
I actually have hi, Lori. It's Carol Davis.
Hi, Carol.
Thank you so much for the great work you're doing. This morning when I saw this, I was shocked. And of course, you know, the fact that they slipped it out on a Friday afternoon, thinking that they could just, you know, ram this thing through without any recognition. I'm encouraging people this weekend to share this wide so that when those legislators show their faces again on Tuesday morning, it's going to hit the pushback is going to hit them like a wall on this. But the site where people can actually read the actual resolution is ILGA.gov. ILGA.gov. And Lori, how can grassroots activists support you in pushing back against this? They have used the full power and might of a state to come after a nonprofit organization. This is chilling. This is absolutely chilling to me.
Well, who's next? Right. If they're able to be successful with this.
Exactly. I think there's a couple of things people should do. They should contact their lawmakers, no matter who their lawmakers are, and express in winsome but bold terms that this is an outrage. The hubris embodied in this resolution is frightening, and we have to be willing to be persecuted for our beliefs. If everyone stood up and spoke boldly, unequivocally, unashamedly about their beliefs about both sexuality and the intrinsic worth of the unborn, we would not be in this position. But all the left has to do is scream hater at conservatives, and they say, oh my gosh, I don't want people to view me as that, so I'm not going to say anything, and they win. Years ago, Robert George, the great attorney, constitutional law professor at Princeton, was asked about the strategies of the left to silence dissent about same-sex marriage, the legalization of it, and he said their tactic, I'm paraphrasing, is to smear people. And the interviewer said, does it work? And he said, it works if you let it work. And we let it work all the time.
I feel like they accuse us of things that they actually do.
Well, exactly. I have an article coming out on Monday responding in some depth to this resolution, and in it the resolution will be linked to in this. And so I've gone through all of their allegations, their false allegation of anti-Semitism, their false allegation that we were callously belittling the appalling Nazi Holocaust, which is absurd because we are trying to say, and I've talked to Jewish friends who are not offended by that analogy at all, what we're trying to find is a comparison of something as egregiously evil as the abortion holocaust. Why would we choose something that we didn't think was egregiously evil? It's because we do find the Nazi holocaust of Jews appalling that we compare it to the abortion of so far 61 million unborn human beings. So they can go on here. I hope what I've done is provide them with kind of an intellectual response to those who hurl epithets at us in order to silence our expression of our views.
Lori Higgins from Illinois Family Institute is here for the next segment. We're going to take a quick break. We're taking calls just regarding this particular topic. This is a cry for, we have to wake up, we have to be bold. They're controlling the language. It's so interesting. They're so offended by the analogy, but they can call Trump Hitler any day of the week. That's just acceptable. It's so amazing. He who controls the language, I guess, controls the argument. And we need to let them know that there are a lot of loud, proud, people that are upset about it. You go after Illinois Family and we're going to go after you. Short break, back right after this. Welcome back. 312-591-8900. This is a call to fellow conservatives, people that believe in traditional values. One of our main voices here in the state of Illinois is they're trying to silence Illinois Family Institute, which is a great source for just everything that's going on in the state of Illinois. There's so much that we need to be concerned about. And again, even if you're not a Christian, if you just believe in good traditional family values, this is a website that is supporting just that. And Lori Higgins, who writes amazing articles on that website all the time, a great contributor to all, it's kind of back in the hidden in the shadows. I'm so happy that you're out on the radio talking about what happened. And if we sit by and let Illinois Family be attacked like that, it won't be long before all the grassroots and other people that don't agree with the aggressive progressive movement of it's just nuttiness. And and this is a time to contact the people that are sponsoring this, the people that are behind this. And so Carol has a list of the people that, and get out a pencil and paper or whatever, and talk about the people that are behind the evildoers.
Well, yeah, posted on the ilga.gov website. And again, the resolution number is HJR0055. And the names of the co-sponsors are Bob Morgan. This is a rep. Yehiel Kalish, Sarah Feigenholz, Daniel Didick, Robin Gable, Jonathan Carroll, Kelly Cassidy, Will Gazzardi, Jennifer Gong Gershowitz, and Sam Yingling. So those are the co-sponsors that are listed on the state website.
So Lori, I know this is, they're going to investigate. We need to tell the listeners how they can support you guys, but what are the next steps? What are you guys doing? How are you going to defend this?
Well, we've contacted our attorneys, so they're formulating a response. We have an article coming out tomorrow, which people can access on our website. You know, I think the most helpful thing is for people not just to contact those 10 legislators whose names were just written, but there's going to be, we assume, unless they withdraw this, there's going to be a vote on this. So we want all our representatives, and as a joint resolution, so we assume something will emerge in the Senate also, to contact their lawmakers and talk about how outrageous this is. You know, we always say things in this sort of deferential, meek, sort of semi-ashamed of our views position, and I tell conservatives, speak publicly as if you believe your beliefs are true, with boldness, with passion, with tenacity, the same way the left does.
Yes.
And stop acting ashamed of this, because if they can silence us by calling names, hurling epithets at us, threatening us with resolutions like this, then it intimidates other people. They can do that as long as there's only a handful of people that they can direct their malignant resolutions and words at. But if thousands of Illinoisans, homeschoolers and pro-lifers, and speak on all these, what are, I call them, reductively called the social issues, because those are the most fundamental issues. What we believe about the unborn, what we believe about maleness and femaleness and marriage are much more foundational than what our tax rates are. And unless and until conservatives get that, we're going to continue to lose ground. And we have to speak boldly and be willing to endure persecution for our beliefs.
I completely agree with the boldness aspect of this, Lori. And something even more telling than who the Democrat co-sponsors of this are is let us be watching who in the Republican side is going to stand up boldly and speak against this persecution of conservative thought.
Absolutely.
You know, we need to be thanking those who step forward boldly to speak for our values, and we need to be calling out those Republicans who don't. Mm-hmm. Come on, Illinois GOP, where are you? It is time to stop with the mushy middle stuff and get bold. People are crying out for bold, solid, strong, conservative value leadership in this state. Illinois Family Action has put themselves on the line for us so many times. It is now up to all of us to push our legislators to stand up.
Now, Lori, at this time, until they vote, are you guys hobbled in any way now? Are you prohibited from doing what your daily, just doing what you do? Or what state are you in? What status?
Well, we can still do what we want to do. And I think, actually, the lobbyist issue it's significant in principle, but in reality, when you have a supermajority of Democrats in both houses in Springfield and Governor Pritzker, I mean, there's not much that we can get done. We need to wake up the grassroots for them to understand what are the foundational issues, what do they need to do, where is their spine? There's this great pastor named Doug Wilson, theologian, who calls, weak conservatives invertebrates. And, we need to develop spines on this. People need to understand what they're going after here is the First Amendment. They're going after our speech. They're going after our religious liberty. They're going after our ability to petition our representatives for redress of grievances. They criticize the lobby day that took place last week, that's what they're doing.
Right. They're also going after our children. I think the other one I'd like people to wake up to is your kids and what they're teaching them in school. This idea of boys and girls, that there's no boys and girls anymore. Right. We're all the same. And the idea that the baby in the womb is not really a human being. I mean, parents need to wake up and realize what their kids are being taught in schools on some of these issues, this culture war that's kind of brewing underneath the surface here, that our kids are being lied to by their educators, and parents need to pay some attention to what's going on.
I so agree with that.
They spend, six hours a day with these people. We used to trust that we dropped them off, that they were learning reading, writing, and arithmetic. And now they're being indoctrinated with values that don't reflect our own. And how so many parents are willing to turn over, we need the teachers to teach sex education. No, we don't. No, thank you. And it's just, it's unbelievable. My biggest fear is that we wake up and there wouldn't be an Illinois Family Institute in a state like Illinois where we need one. What would they do if there was nobody out there giving information, nobody out telling the truth on the front line, fighting for traditional values? I can't imagine what they would do with the state of Illinois.
Well, the school issue is near and dear to my heart. They have transformed, leftists have transformed public education into indoctrination. They don't, when they talk about controversial topics, they don't present both sides of the debate. They censor one side of the debate and still call it, we're teaching critical thinking. They're not. And one point that I want to emphasize is that the expression of, big word, ontological or moral propositions that leftists disagree with does not constitute hatred. And that's what they keep saying. And they're promoting philosophical, moral, political assumptions in our public schools with our money as if they're inarguable facts. And that has to stop, or get your kids out of public school.
That's true. Lori Higgins, Illinois Family Institute. Please go to the website. Unfortunately, we're out of time. It was such a pleasure to talk to you and make us aware of what's going on. Again, we were all focused on Pence on Friday, and all this is going on. We must help Illinois Family Institute. Thank you, Lori.
Thanks so much.